Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today is August the 4th, the first Wednesday of the month. I'm so excited that you are joining me today. Oh, God bless you all. Let's go right into the show. I'm getting some technical difficulties in order, but we are all situated right now. So let's go right into the weather. You know, I'm loving you and I can't wait to get this show started. You know, I want you to go ahead and while I'm getting ready for the weather, to go ahead and tune in, tell a friend, not just listen, but go ahead and tell somebody that Dr. Gina's Radio Chat is on and live. And not only are we live with you, we are live on over 125 live streaming networks, including iHeartRadio. All you have to do if you have Google is go ahead and say, "Hey Google, Gina's Radio Chat," and it'll plug you right in. If you got Alexa, you would just say, let's see, BBS radio station number one, and it'll bring you right into Dr. Gina's Radio Show Chat right now. And also, you can take us anywhere if you download the app, bbsradio.com, and just go ahead and take your USB cord with you and plug us into your car and take us everywhere you go. You can listen to us while you're jogging, while you're working out, while you're shopping, whatever you're doing. Tune in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Thank you so much, you guys, for spreading the word, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be on our 6th year this year. This is 6th year this month. 6 years with BBS Radio, 6 years Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and it's all because of you listeners. I love you so much for tuning in. Mwah! I give you a big hug. We're loving you right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right, you guys, let's go ahead into the weather. Then we're going to go into ministerial moment. Then our special guest today is Freddie Jackson, the legend, the artist, the hit maker. He's joining us today. Also, we have a new segment. We got Health in 5 with Amado. He's going to be joining us today. So I'm so excited about that. Elizabeth had her last month, and her schedule has changed and she couldn't stick with us anymore, but she did an amazing job. But I know you're going to love Amado. He is amazing from Sweden. He is so energetic, muscles. He loves health, nutrition, and all of that. You're going to get all the tips you need from our new teammate, Amado Simmons from Sweden. All right, let's go right into the weather. Washington, you are 73 degrees right now. You are partly cloudy. Your high today is going to be 81 degrees. Let's see. And Richmond, Virginia, you're 72 degrees, mostly cloudy. Your high is going to be 75 degrees. Jacksonville, Florida, you're 81 degrees and cloudy. You have showers coming all evening long, mixed with some thunder. London, you are 72 degrees, partly cloudy. That's your high. You're waking up to 54 degrees tomorrow. 68 is going to be your high. You got 90% chance of showers. Los Angeles, you are 66 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 86 degrees, sunshine all day, because it never rains in Southern California. Augusta, Georgia, you are 75 degrees. 84 degrees is your high. You are cloudy. Let's see. Miami, you are 88 degrees. 88 is your high. You got showers coming all the rest of the afternoon. Kenya, you are showers now. 81 degrees is your high. 72 is going to be what you wake up to. 84 is going to be your high. You got showers coming tomorrow as well. Hawaii, 54 degrees. Your high today is going to be 66. Showers today, just a little bit this afternoon at 1 o'clock. You're waking up to 52 degrees. Your high is going to be 70, and 60% chance of rain also. Australia, 48 degrees. That is your high. You're waking up to 43 degrees, 54 degrees. Cloudy is your weather for tomorrow. Puerto Rico, hey, you're 79 degrees. Right now, your high is 81 degrees. Waking up to 66, but you got showers coming this afternoon before the beautiful weather tomorrow of a high of 81. So just be prepared for that. Portugal, 68 degrees, mostly cloudy. You got showers coming this evening. 55 is your high. 40% chance of rain. 72 will be your high tomorrow. 55 is what you'll be waking up to, and 72 will be your high tomorrow. All right, if I didn't name your city, state, continent, country, it doesn't matter. Guess what? No matter what's going on, no matter what's happening, God is still in control, and he has the final say. So I just want you to know that, and Just be prepared, but also remain steadfast and unmovable because God is with you. All right, we'll be right back after this sponsorship break with Ministerial Moment. And then our special guest, Freddie Jackson, will be joining us. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
All right, Ministerial Moment. Okay, I just want to go right into it. So, you know, I believe that this is such a significant, important season of the body of Christ's life. I do. I believe that. I believe that a lot of things are shifting and turning, and we're being expected and asked by God to do some amazing things. And a lot of us don't know how, don't know with who, don't know when, but you have to do what God is telling you to do, which is best for you. Okay. Let me just start off with that. I don't want to start off with what's best for you, because a lot of times we don't know what's best for us. We think something or someone or some place is the best thing for us, but God ultimately knows what is best for us. So when we seek Him first, all things will be added onto us, and then we can do what is best for us because it is the best for us. Come on, somebody, because He said He will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever imagine or think, right? So no matter what anybody says or what you think they might think, you have to do what is best for you. But first, seek God, okay? A lot of times we settle for minimum, we settle for less, or we aim so high and our character is not built for it, you know? But God knows the process to get us to what He's already predestined, right? So we will get the strength and have the strength in our character, the perseverance in our character, the long suffering in our character, the patience in our character, the joy, the peace in our character, all of the things that are wealthy to us, because this is part of the whole thing. I mean, if it's, we could easily do something, but is it really fulfilled when we do it? We can easily be with somebody, but is it really fulfilled, especially if we're not in our full potential as far as our character? I don't know if you guys are following me, but until we know our true identity, that nowhere that we are, no person that we're connected to, or nothing that we can do or say will be truly fulfilled. So going through the process is what's best for us. So when we have an idea, you know, or if we think we should do something, or we feel like we should do something, we should all or say something or go with someone or whatever, we should always connect with God first, seeking Him first, and everything will be added on to us, because He knows the thoughts and the plans that He has towards us, thoughts for good and not for evil. He has the better plan for us. He knows what's best for us. He knows what we need. You know, a lot of times we don't even know what we want, and we certainly don't know what we need. I just thank God that He fulfills us. He provides for us. You know, He connects us. He does everything divinely by His Spirit. And so it's very important. And when you know that you know, then nothing no one can say or no, nothing that anyone could do would ever prosper, because you are standing boldly in right standing with God. You are standing boldly where you're supposed to be. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're moving by His Spirit. And this is what is pleasing unto Him, obedience. And what is so great about that? You will have overflow because you are where you're supposed to be, because the Father said so, and not because anybody else, what they think or what they, you know, wouldn't do or what they would do. And you don't owe anybody any explanations about anything. And sometimes you're not even going to have an explanation. You just got to move by the Spirit of God. And you know what? Like the Bible says, He's prepared a table in the presence of your enemies. So listen, let God go ahead and prepare that table. Come to the table, sit your butt down, and let God do all of it. Let Him feed you. Let Him prepare the food. Let Him invite the guests. Let Him prepare the banquet, the table, the dishes, and everything for you. And just go ahead and just let God do what He does best. And that is prepare and equip you in your character so you can withhold and withstand the position that's been predestined for you. All right, this has been Ministerial Moment. We're going to take a commercial break. And I hope that blessed your socks off, because it sure blessed mine. Sometimes you just got to remember who you are and who you belong to and what you are supposed to be doing. And that's just simply obeying, because that just shows your love for God. And it just shows you are grateful for all He has done for you. All right. We'll be right back after this commercial break with Freddie Jackson. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit, learn to go deeper into His presence, understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism, and learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
This is Dr. Lanice Bias, and welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Listen, hit maker, award-winning recording artist, Freddie Jackson, you better go ahead and come on the show. How are you?
Dr. Gina, I am fantastic. Listening to you and your words of wisdom and your ministry, and enjoying each and every single syllable of them, because they are so true. Because in my life, first of all, I am first a child of God, and then I am an entertainer. So in order for me to be able to entertain, I have to worship and give God thanks for what He does and what He has done in my life. And it is so true that so many of us, as human beings, we take on the responsibility of other people's heartaches and troubles and listening to a whole bunch of other things or what we should do and what we should do and how we should do it. And we forget to take our burdens, first of all, to the Lord and leave them there, not to man, because man will always fail you. And so I spoke to someone just this weekend, and they were telling me about their troubles and what they're going through. And these are the same troubles they have been going through for the last 10 years that I've been known to them. And so it got to a place where I said, you know, you've been discussing these same things with me for the last 10 years. And I'm tired of hearing you talk about these same things, this crying, this weeping, and this moaning. Let me give you this. Trouble don't last always. Trouble only lasts as long as you allow it to last. And so when it gets to that point, you've got to take those troubles to a higher position. Not man, but take them to the Lord. Take them to Him. And He might direct your path into what this is that has been bothering you for the last 10 years. So my gift to you is for you to take it to the cross, leave it there, and don't take it out of his hands. And so I'm doing fine, because I want to let somebody know that there's a way out of no way. When you feel like you're struggling with things, give it to God, and He works it out. Just got off the phone with my manager about some things in this industry, because I can't allow the industry to dictate my thoughts and my happiness and my joy. And I want to do that, especially in this time during COVID, because my joy comes from the Lord. And so I've got to celebrate Him and all things I do.
Listen, Freddie Jackson, you better go ahead and preach, okay? I mean, you can already tell through your music that you have gospel background. You've been on the show before with me. I just love your energy. I love your truth. You are just so honest and transparent. So I love everything that you just said. I want to ask you, you know, a lot of people know you from Rock With Me Tonight and just so many hits. You're just a hit maker. And I know people are pulling
I help with the population of the world. I know that.
Right. Exactly. So we already know you are legendary with making hits, okay? And just for you to take the time out, I know people are ringing your phone, your manager's phone, your booking agent. I know people are ringing the phone because they want you. They want you to come to these festivals. They want you to come to these weddings, these high profile weddings. I already know what's happening. They want you to do, you know, a small tour. They want you to come to their wineries. I already know what's going on, Freddie Jackson. But
Go ahead.
Tell me what you're going to say.
No, we were just talking about that. And yes, the agencies want me to go near and far, to the moon and back and around the world 7 days again. But we've got to remember that, there's a new variant on top of the old one.
Right.
Things are still coming and moving. We got 71,000 children who just contracted this new variant just last week. 71,000. That's a lot. That's a big number. So when
that is a big number.
They can unmask and they can play and it's okay. You know, we better sit still and let God do what He's got to do. And that's the problem with a lot of us today is entertainers also. We're so busy and so eager to rip and run because now, okay, we can run and get it. Yeah, and you can run and get it, but you can also get that if you're not careful. So be careful what you're running to get because you just may get it.
You know what? You're right.
It's true. You know, we're dealing with agencies that just want to just say go and go ahead. But that's what an agent does. An agent is really not concerned about you doing the work just as long as he gets the money for the work. But you got to think about your life and your position. And I'm also concerned about my audience as well because safety is very important. And just the same way they want Freddie Jackson to be able to deliver for them, I need for them to be able to deliver for me because I want them in your seat. Because more men in the seat is better for me.
Yes. So and you know I'm glad that you're sharing your thoughts about the COVID and entertainment and things like that. And I'm so glad that you are using wisdom, because, you know, God gives us wisdom. And you know what's best, not only for you, but also for your audience. I love the fact that you said that. My thing is that I agree with you 100%. We need to fall back. And just, you know, we're so ready to just go out there and just, you know, the money. But in the long run, we want longevity. We want to be around.
This is where we need to start saying, we need to start saying, Lord, help me to hold out until my changes come. And when the change comes, then we can pack our bags and we can run freely. I've turned down venues in some dates because they're hot spots and they're not the right time. And when it's going to be right, like the song I sing, when it's right, it's right, it's all right, okay?
Yeah.
When it's all right, it's going to be, you know, when it's going to be right, then we'll all be able to get back in that number and do what it is that we got to do. But
let me tell you, it's in my router. It's in my router that I do not, this COVID is definitely in my contract. The COVID, it's regulations in my contract of hosting that I will not do if you don't have
listen,
X, Y,
doctor,
and Z set up.
Well, I mean, the agents don't understand it because they're sitting behind a desk, but we're actually the ones that have to run and do the work. And so
exactly. They
don't understand when I say we got to make a few changes in this writer, because I don't think this is the time to do meet and greet after or before a show.
Come on.
Or not going to happen right now, because I just don't have time to be kissing babies right about now. This is not the time to do so. But they don't understand it. But see, they're not out there doing their legwork. And so it's about, yes, my safety, but it's also for my organization's safety.
Yes.
And there's certain things that just have to be changed. I mean, you got airport requirements that have changed. So I am an institution, doctor. You are an institution. And these institutions need to be looked after.
They do. Exactly. I agree 100%. And you know what? I think your fans and all of the listeners can appreciate that, you know, much wisdom and that concern. And I believe that they're going to connect with you even more because, I mean, they're looking for direction. And quite honestly, a lot of things are, you know, whatever's happening, the fans are following the artist. So if the artist is doing X, Y, and Z, then they're going to follow behind the artist. So it's our responsibility, you know, as leaders to really understand that. And lead them correctly that will not harm them. So we will be blameless. You know, we don't want people to say, oh, I must have caught COVID when I was at that 2,000 plus, audience, you know, concert.
I don't want them calling. Let me talk about, Lord, I got COVID at Freddie Jackson's stuff.
Yes, exactly. Look, that'll be on the headlines, right? You don't want that.
Because, you know, doctor, my name would go first. Freddie Jackson gives people.
Oh, exactly.
It's always the artist. It's not COVID's fault. It's always the artist's fault.
It's the artist's fault. It's whoever started it. Well, listen, Freddie, tell us what's going on with you now. I mean, you have so much substance. But what's going on with you now? Like, I know your manager was telling me about some other things that you got going on. Do you wish to share that right now with the audience?
Well, I have a pod show that I do on Thursday. Where we took this summer off to let things, you know, with my band. So they have families and to protect them. So we decided to pull back to the summer, in which we will start up about in September again. My pod show, which is like, it's called Conversations on Thursdays on Facebook and Instagram. And so we're getting ready to gear up for that. Yeah, we're going to gear up to do that again. And it's doing well. It's doing very well. And the good thing about that is I'm able to connect with my fans who are like, where are you? What's going on, Freddie Jackson? Because when I moved out of New York City, I now live all the way out in Jersey. Hi. I'm a hidden entertainer right now. I'm hiding away.
Sometimes you gotta chill. What's going on? Freddie, you've been hot so long It's okay to warm up a little bit. It's okay. You're going to always be hot, but it's okay to be warm for a minute.
I'm going to take those words from you, doctor. Thank you so much.
I mean, because no matter where you are, your music is hot all the time. It's in rotation continuously. So I don't think you got anything to worry about.
No, well, you know, that's one of the reasons, other reasons. Like, I don't push too much. I mean, like, back in the day, I remember doing Japan, 35 shows in 3 weeks. I don't push like that anymore. Things are kind of like on a level now where I can kind of pick and choose when I want to go, when I want to come and go, because I'm good, thank God. That music and those 11 level one records and more are still being played today, so I can kind of just sit back and go to the mailbox when I choose to want to go.
Right. Oh, that's right. Come on, Freddie Jackson.
So, you know, I don't have to push it like that. And I think that's a wonderful place and space to be in your career if you're fortunate enough to be able to say, I don't want to do it right. Yeah.
I think this is really good information to help people that want to get in the industry, especially songwriters and especially the artists, you know what I mean? Because if you put that work in and you look at it as, you know, this is what I'm sowing in, I'm doing the labor in the field, you're going to reap a harvest that you can live off of for years to come.
Listen, the harvest is plentiful, but the labor is a few. And
come
I'm
on.
Labored, so I'm.
Everybody want it fast. Everybody wants everything right now. Quick, fast, microwave.
You can't. I know 2 seconds and it's done. But that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. You got to really put the time in so that when you become almost 65, and I say that again, when you become almost 65.
Exactly.
You can then enjoy just not your career, but you can enjoy your life. And I'm living my life like it's golden.
I love it. Well, you got to check him out when the podcast starts again. I'm imagining in the fall you're going to get it started again.
Yes, we're going to get it started and try to give it another little boost, a little flair. Because, you know, people are loving it. I'm sitting and talking with my group, Jatan, that's the name of the band that I'm with, and we're just sitting, having normal, everyday conversation. I'm not talking about the ins and outs of the industry, because that would take a show every day.
Yeah, you're just talking about life topics and things like that. Well, you got to have me come on, Freddie Jackson. Get your manager to get in touch with me.
This is why we're doing it differently, because I want to add some flavor and talking to people that I want to talk to. And I know that my musicians are all worshipers, church worshipers. And so we have a good time not just talking about the road, but we also spiritually connect. And so you would be
open
to put those three little sinners of mine in check sometimes.
Well, all right. You know what? Come on, somebody. Let the church say amen, Freddie Jackson. All right, listen, Freddie Jackson, I want you to do a drop for me. You know you did it once before. You are so amazing. I want you to do it while we're on the air, if you don't mind. But I want to first ask you, where can people follow you and get in touch with you on your Facebook and all of your social media and your website?
Yeah, you can get on Facebook, Instagram, Freddie Jackson. I don't know all the dots and the commas and all of that. I'm so old school, it's crazy. But you can Google Freddie Jackson and you find out everything, where I'm at, what's going on. Not where I'm at, because that's still a secret. But
Google Freddie Jackson.
You know,
let me tell you, he's all over.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, I know you're at Mr. Freddie Jackson on Instagram. Mr. Freddie Jackson on Instagram. And just Google him and you'll get all his information. And of course, you know, booking, you want him to, you know, perform somewhere. You want him to come to your venue. Listen, you got to get it in the contract, COVID, you know, protection, and get in touch with
COVID
his management.
Contract.
Yes, COVID contract. Get in touch with his booking agent and get in touch with his manager. We love Freddie Jackson on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. He's a family member. All I want you to do is say whatever you feel led to say, Freddie Jackson. Now, I would only do this live on air with you because you did it so well the last time. If you want to hum something, sing something, but all I want you to say is you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Okay, got you.
Okay. Go.
This is Freddie Jackson, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, because she is my lady. God bless you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Did you get it, Doug? Take one and it is done. I love you so much, Freddie Jackson. Oh, my God. Okay. I'll be looking for a call from your manager so I can be on your pod show and promote it and everything.
So
too.
I want you to beat up on them three little Christian guys I got. I want you to give it to them.
Yes, sir. I love you so much. Thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, Freddie Jackson.
Always a pleasure. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye now. Wow, that was my friend Freddie Jackson. I love interviewing him. He is so fun. Did you hear that drop? I'm so excited because he sings on it all the time. All right, listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got Amado. He's joining us, Amado Simmons with Health in 5. I'm so excited about these fitness tips. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone. And you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Hey, this is your girl, Dr. Cree. I'm a board-certified family medicine physician. And remember that your health is your wealth. And you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yay for Amado Simmons. Welcome to the team, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, thank God. I can hear you. Listen, I want to give a little introduction because you're new to the team. You're actually filling in some pretty big shoes. Elizabeth, our first fitness person, our first fitness spokesman, she had to go. Her schedule had changed up. Just life changes. She had been with us for 3 years. So I'm really glad that you're able to come in. I connected with you on Green Room, the Spotify new voice app, and I just looked at your Instagram, and I just felt like we were going to connect in some way. And I think we kind of talked about it a little bit, but we thought it was going to be like a boot camp or something. And at this point, Elizabeth hadn't told me that she, you know, turned in her resignation because she didn't, you know, she had to move on to her other job. I didn't even know that that was happening until after we had talked. And then it was like, it just got to just put it together. Yeah, you were just already in my spirit before. So the transition just happened so easily. And I asked you and you were like, yes, I'm down. And here you are with us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And I'm just excited because I love your energy. I love what I see you doing on your Instagram. You guys need to follow him and connect with him. He's from Sweden. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know I did let everybody know with the listeners how we connected and everything. It's just a God thing, y'all. That's how he does it. Every single time in anything that I've ever had any help with doing, he's always sent, like the transition has always been smooth. He's always had someone ready to take on the baton and let's finish this race. So that's with anything in administration, and with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, it's always been an easy transition, especially if he wants that position filled. He always provides the person for it. So, Amado, tell us who you are. Introduce yourself to the 1 million listeners worldwide.
Woo! Well, thank you for that nice introduction, Dr. Gina. Well, everyone, my name's Amado. I was born on the beautiful island of St. Martin. I grew up in the U.S. I'm currently living in Sweden. My journey basically as a personal trainer started when I found out that my mom had type 2 diabetes. She didn't know that she was a big risk for type 2 diabetes. She found out because she was carrying a lot of excess belly fat. And this is why I want to raise awareness amongst everyone that I train. So my philosophy as a trainer is to basically help people improve their nutrition and train their bodies for everyday movements. So that's a little bit my story. And hopefully I'll be, you know, hosting this on a continuous basis.
Well, we want you to. As long as God will have you, we will have you too. Yeah, you
Amen
know, once a month, every first Wednesday of the month, you can expect to hear Amado Simmons and his Health in 5 Tips. So this is the beginning. So listen, I just want to ask you before you get into your whatever you prepare, because we got a little bit of time. We actually finished on time. Lord Jesus, I'm so thankful. I wanted to ask you, you talked about belly fat, right? And I'm assuming your mom, when she found out, what age was she around? Do you mind saying that?
She was 51 when she found
out.
Okay.
So 51.
She was
51. Now, this is the question I want to ask you. Now, I don't want to really focus on your mom, but just in general.
That's all right.
When you're in your 50s, right, and since this was something that triggered you into getting more equipped and trained and educated in health, nutrition, and fitness, I want to, because they're all three different things, everybody. Health, nutrition, and fitness, they're not the same, but they all work together, right? So exactly. Let me ask you this. Can you be thin and have too much belly fat?
Yes, you can. You can be what we call skinny fat. And that was me. And I can tell you from my sister, who's, I don't want to say too much, she's 23 years old, and she was skinny fat. And the doctor told her she was running the chance of getting type 2 diabetes.
Wow. How do you get rid of the belly fat though? So that brings me to this. We already know that there's belly fat that contracts underneath your, it's like, okay, I can't remember this because you know, but there's the layers, right? There's the fat, and then there's underneath the belly fat. Can you explain to us what that is? And how can we get rid of that?
So basically, Dr. Gina, if you grab your stomach right now, you touch it, that first layer that you feel, that's called the subcutaneous fat, right? It's around the skin, it's around the arms. Right under that, you have another layer, which is the muscle, the abdominal muscle. And under that, you have another layer of fat, and that's called the visceral fat, and that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Oh, yes. Look at God. See, I didn't even know that. Let's go in. I'm excited. Because I'm 52, and that is something through menopause that has, you know, and I think with us men and women aging, we tend to get this type of fat. We don't know how it happens. We don't. I know I don't. Because it's not like I was eating unhealthy, you know, like burgers and fries and things like that. So I really don't even know how it accumulated. So maybe you can kind of touch base on that. How does this happen during the changes of life that this particular type of fat accumulates? Do you know that much, or am I just...
No, this is why. No, I mean, this is why we have to watch what we eat and drink on a consistent basis. A lot of it comes from insulin resistance, right? So eating a lot of sugary foods, eating a lot
like
of
wine,
trans fat,
like
know,
wine,
you know, you got the wine tummy, you know, you got the beer tummy. And we're also less active than we were years ago, Dr. Gina. I mean, you know, we're still in the pandemic. We're not, a lot of us are not getting enough exercise throughout the week. Now, you know, I'm not asking you to go out there and lift a bunch of weights. All I'm asking is for you to go out and take a nice walk outside, get some fresh air, move your body. You know, everything nowadays is, you know, a click of a button. So what that tells you is that we're not being productive physically to demand our bodies to go through enough stress to produce more energy for ourselves. So we're not creating enough daily activity for us to burn off the fat that we need to do on a consistent basis.
Wow. So okay. So in a lot of situations, no matter how old you are, right? But especially if you're going through the changes of life, if you take a lot of sugar in your body then has an, why is it having trouble with breaking down the sugar like it used to? What's the issue there? Is it because
our
we're not moving? Is
down.
It the metabolism slows down? Okay, so in order, now we're here. What did your mom do? How did she come out of this situation? Tell us what can be done at this point.
So, you know, the hardest thing to do is to watch someone you love suffer, right?
Right.
So what I advise her to do was to go to change her diet, but that was the hardest part. So we had to work on her habits. You know, supplementing different foods to now where she loves juices instead of eating. Because in the Caribbean culture, we eat a lot of rice. We eat a lot of food that contain a lot of sugar in it. So what she had to learn was she had to add more greens to her diet, more protein. Fat is good, but not too much of it, and not so much oil. You know, you don't want the oil that you're eating from the food to get stored in your body, right? This, you know, this saturated fat. So she's also being, she doesn't like to go to the gym, but she likes to go for walks. So she goes about 30 minutes every night for a walk. And that's helped her a lot. She slimmed down in her stomach area. She's very close to reversing her type 2 diabetes simply by working on her diet, her nutrition.
Okay. So she has come down.
She had to lose weight.
So she lost the weight, but how did it work out with her, the belly fat? Has that been reduced, or is it like she's gotten smaller, but it's still the belly fat? From, say the word again, the two different types of belly fat again. Please.
So there's the subcutaneous fat, that's the first layer, and then the other one that wraps around
fat.
Your organs. Yeah, that's the visceral fat. So
the
if
visceral
you have a
fat.
High visceral fat, you have a high body fat. right? So that's why you can be skinny and still have a high body fat, right? So the visceral fat, that's measured basically if you're a woman, if you measure your waistline, if you're over 35 inches, then you have a high chance of having high visceral fat.
Okay.
And for men, it's 40 inches.
Wow. That's good to know. If your waist is over 35, then more than likely you have visceral fat. Am I saying that
visceral.
Right?
Visceral.
Say that again.
It's a very hard word. Visceral fat.
Visceral.
Yeah.
I never, even when I studied it, I couldn't say it. It's my least favorite, it's my least favorite to say, but I know that I need
it's
to be saying it because I'm in that age bracket. I need to be saying it, but I know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Oh, man. You know what, Amato? This is so good. This is so good because a lot of people need to know that. So 35, if you're a woman, if your waistline is over 35 and above, then you already know that more than likely you have the visceral fat underneath the
yeah.
muscle, right? So, you know, right. when your muscles, you know, people that have fluffy muscles, I call it that. Like when your muscles are like, especially with female, because this is what I have with my abs. My abs, even when I'm smaller, my abs have fluff
yeah.
around that. What is that?
That fluff is called a subcutaneous fat.
So how come you can't get rid of that
you can feel it in your the outer part of your muscle. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. How do you get rid of that? Okay, so like, is that a diet thing or a sugar intake situation? Because like, the only time that it was gone was when I was a size 2 and a 3-4, right? I shouldn't
right.
still have that issue if my diet is different and I'm a size 6, right? Like, I don't understand. How does that work?
As you mentioned, you were more active, right? So you're burning a lot more calories than you were consuming.
Right.
And it depends on what kind of exercise that you were doing at the time as well, because the subcutaneous fat it's one of the hardest to lose as well. The subcutaneous fat it's
wow.
more visible, and it takes a lot more effort to lose. Around the waistline.
Wow.
So
that
You can lose both the visceral and the subcutaneous fat. But the goal overall is for you to improve your nutrition.
Okay. Okay.
For you lower your insulin levels.
Right. So this is good information. So more greens, more water, a whole lot less
better
sugar.
Sleep.
Better sleep, got to get that rest. What about if you, also some people feel like if they just work out 7 days a week, nonstop, then that'll work. But don't your body need some type of rest?
Yes. So, we tend to do things extreme when we want to make changes in our lives. It's really important to start a healthy habit so it can last for the long run. So the advice I would suggest to anyone that's starting or panicking, I would say first learn how to work on your habits with food and finding out what you're eating, when you're eating, and why you're eating. Sometimes, we comfort eat. The best thing to do is to train about 3 times a week. That's enough for an hour. 3 times a week, resistance training, cardio training, group training, spinning, any kind of exercise. Just to get your body flowing, to help you burn more calories than you consume. The problem is we're just eating so much and we're not being active enough to burn off what we're eating. So the
right.
food is just sitting there in our bodies, right? Because now a lot of us, we're working from home. We can't go out, or we have curfews, or there's lockdowns. So, you know, getting a 30-minute session at home is also one of the things that I will be promoting coming up next month. But for anyone that's hearing this right now, I highly advise you to go to your doctor, find out what your insulin levels are, find out what your body fat is, and also find out what your visceral fat is. You know, it's super important because you can be skinny fat and not know it. You know, skinny people, we tend to think, oh, yeah, we can eat whatever, and it doesn't really matter. But it does matter because the kind of food that you're eating can have a long-term effect on your health. It won't show you right now, but it'll show you 2-3 years down the line.
And let me tell you something, it will show up, trust and believe. I'm a witness. I mean, because
as you get older.
I was in my best shape in my late 40s, and it seemed like once I turned 50, everything shifted because I lightened up on my nutrition. I was eating more chips. I was at the time drinking sugary wine, you know, and it's just, you know, it's not good. So, yeah, a lot of changes had to happen. For the better, not only for me spiritually, but also for me health-wise. And so, yeah, this is the redefined. Like I went through shifts, and all of us do. And I just want to minister to the people for a second. You know, you're gonna have seasons where you're being tried, right? And it's gonna seem like, you know, like can you go on and you want to give up? I went through that season. I've been in 18 years in ministry. I had a lot of down times where it just didn't seem like I was gonna make it, and I made a lot of unhealthy choices along the way, and it really, really it hurt me in as far as my health wise. I'm healthy. Mm-hmm. Let me get that straight. I'm saying with my fitness, thank you, Holy Ghost, with my fitness, because I was so into it, and I'm very diligent with it, watching my diet, working out every day, 5 days a week, and I was a lot stronger, and as the time went by, a lot of changes in my life affected, you know, my choices and my energy and my desire for fitness. A lot of things had shifted. I had to reprioritize my time. I just didn't have time to go to the gym. But all I'm saying is it's never too late to get back on track. That's what I'm saying.
No.
And anything exactly. Time something is going right, the enemy's going to come in and shake your world up to shred it up to pieces. But just listen to this testimony and know that even if you're in ministry or not, you know, you're going to be tried, and there's going to be disappointment, and there's going to be times that you want to give up and you can't go on. But I want you to know, as I'm a living testimony, stick with your plan. Keep moving forward. Don't stop what you've started, because it's going to be hard, especially when you're in your 50s, to get 10 pounds off. Whereas 10 pounds may have came off so easily at 45, 46, 47, 48, and 49. After 50, it's taken me a longer time to get that 10 pounds off. And I surely regret, you know, not being focused and remaining on my path because of life. You know what I'm saying? But life is going to happen. Just remember the words that I say. Don't ever quit. Take it out on the barbell. Take it out on the treadmill. Take it out on a punching bag. But whatever you do, do not stop your health and your fitness, because the enemy is coming in like a roaming lion. He wants to devour us. If he wants to get in our health, our mind, our soul, our finances, our family, that's exactly what he's going to do. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So I'm telling you as a living witness, do not stop what God has already favored you in. And I had a lot of favor at 40-something years old. I tried out for Ninja Warrior. I tried out for Amazing Race. I was in the best fitness health that I've ever been in my life. and then life happened. And I didn't even see the sneak attack. But I'm telling you, and that's why I'm so much more diligent with this fitness lifestyle now, because I don't want any sicknesses. I don't want to open the door to unhealthiness. I'm fighting tooth and nail with everything in me at 52, and I'm doing the same workouts that I did before. I'm not doing anything less. I'm challenging myself to keep doing what I did. Like, I'm picking up where I started. I'm believing in restoration in that area and then some. So I just wanted to encourage you guys about that. So Amado, what do you have to say about that? We got a couple of seconds, and I also want you to tell everybody where they can follow you.
Well, I got to say, Dr. Gina, you are in the right place at the right time, because you're taking action. And I just want to say, keep up on your journey, stick to your goals, and never forget why you started. You guys, you can find me on Instagram, Amado All Day. You can send me an email, amadoallday@gmail.com, to get in touch or send questions or requests or anything like that. I'm really thankful for this call, Dr. Gina. I'm looking forward to the next segment, and hopefully we can continue with this.
Oh, it's going to continue. I love you, Amado. Thank you so much. You guys go and check him out on Instagram and see why God chose him for this journey with us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Go check him out. I love you, Amado. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
I love you too, Dr. Gina.
You did a wonderful job. You rock, man.
Amen.
All right, you guys. That was Amado Simmons. I'm so glad he's with us. Freddie Jackson was our guest. We had ministerial moment. I just want to tell you this. Listen, stay clear from everything that wants to pull you down. I mean, the enemy is using witchcraft and manipulation. Just know that you need to be where God wants you to be, okay? And I want you to be encouraged with that. I love you so much on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio.